There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to the Neuro Nerds. So what if I had a...
Sorry. Why are you laughing?
Because I looked over and you were literally like,
I'm tired.
You're that face. That one right there. What's going on? Why are you looking at me like that?
What if we never start this episode? What if you never started this podcast?
Oh, that would be so sad. I wouldn't know a huge chunk of the people that I know.
Boom. What if intro done? Boom.
Hi, I'm Joe.
And I'm Lauren.
And we are
the Neuro Nerds. Yes, that was on time.
I feel pretty good about that.
Neuro Nerds.
Welcome to the Neuro Nerds. Set every week, meet every week. Very special episode because I have a very special lady with me. Hello, very special lady.
Hello.
Really? Dude, I can't remember a time that I introed you and it was like, oh, wow, that was kind of cool. It's always lackluster. It's always awkward. It's always weird. So if we're talking lackluster, awkward, and weird, hello, Felice Lizay.
Hello.
What if we did one of these intros and you came in hot?
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Joe. Welcome to the Neuro Nerds. Boom.
Is that me?
That's you.
That is not me.
That's what your voice sounds like.
I gotta tell you, that might be the worst impression of me ever.
I'm really tapping into my Wednesday vibes right now.
Yeah.
Which I'm actually really excited about. That this episode is not about the Wednesday Netflix series, but side note, I'm very excited about
that. Oh, I had no idea where you were going with that. I was like, wait, what? I don't understand what's happening. So, yeah, spoiler alert, we're recording this on a Wednesday.
No, we're not. Today's Thursday.
Is today Thursday?
What if today was Wednesday?
hey, that's where we're at.
Well, you can hear us saying what if a lot. So this episode, we are going to be talking about the new Marvel series. That was your cue.
Was it?
That was your cue.
It was such a visual cue.
What if we were in sync right now?
It was such a visual cue that I didn't really know what was happening.
Well, you can see me. So
I can, but you weren't even making like eye contact with me. You just made like a head motion and you weren't really looking at me.
So this episode is going to be about what if. The show What If.
Yeah. So and alternate timelines. The one true timeline. No, that's Rick and Morty.
No, that's Loki.
Oh, that's not the one true timeline.
Oh, well, not the one true timeline. Yeah.
The
sacred timeline.
So we're going to be talking about some branch realities in Marvel's new animated series, What If, which is awesome. It is. And it's canon. All everything that happens in that is like canon in the MCU.
And then we're going to relate it back to how Joe felt like he was waking up from an alternate reality when he woke up from his stroke.
Wait, I had a stroke?
Wait.
Get out of here.
What if?
What if I didn't? See, I was thinking about like, all right, if like Marvel's What If is, what if Captain America didn't, like, what if Steve Rogers didn't get the super soldier serum? What if Agent Carter got it, right? Peggy Carter. So she became like the Captain Carter. Like weird things like that. So like, what if I was the rock star, right?
And wait, oh, and I had a stroke?
Yeah, what if you were the brain injured and I was like the rock star?
Whoa.
Mind-blowing, right?
Wow, so I would just milk it till the day.
Like I do all the time. I'd be like, but Joe, I have a brain injury.
I would have you cooking me breakfast.
I do cook you breakfast. Would you do what I do? Would you like put your fists together and like hunch over and then shake a little bit and go, but I had a stroke. Would you do that?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Look, I'll say this. So all the brain injured people out there, we had brain injuries for a reason. To use it as an excuse to get out of shit that we don't want to do, right? For pity? No, we're not. No, we didn't have this for pity. Hey guys, guess what? We had this stuff for pity and to get out of things that we don't want to do. I say pull the stroke card as often as humanly possible, right? Sure. And people get tired of that. Just say, hey, oh, I didn't remember I did it so often because I had a stroke.
Milking it for all you can get.
As often as I can, you know? You know who helped me with that? Your drummer dude from when you were performing up in Sacramento.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, it was a drummer that we used one time.
Yeah, and it was really awesome because, like, I would say stuff like, my brain was bleeding. Because it was. And like it would work all the time where Felice would be like, okay. And after a while, she was like, yeah, your brain was bleeding. It's not anymore. So I couldn't use it anymore. So he's like, hey, you might not be able to use the my brain is bleeding, but you can say you survived a major stroke the rest of your life.
Yeah. You're a stroke survivor for life.
So then it transitioned into, but I survived a major hemorrhagic stroke. And then, which guilt her into me not wanting to go places before the pandemic. And now we just don't go places because of the pandemic, because of said pandemic.
Said pandemic. What so, if there hadn't been a pandemic?
Oh, yeah, that would have been weird. Actually, you know what? It is weird.
Well, what do you mean? It wouldn't have been weird because there wouldn't have been anything different. It just would have been regular life.
Yeah, that's very true. That's true.
It's so crazy.
Which thinking about that right now is very weird.
I know. It's so crazy. This show really makes you think in interesting ways. Yeah, because I never would have thought, what if I had the stroke instead of you? What would that have been like?
What if I was on tour with the Kanye West Sunday Service Choir?
Would you have stayed with me, Joe?
Hell no. I'd have left you in the hospital. No, get out of here. Come on, man. Are you kidding me? I would have been happy that you were flashing me in the hospital and asking me to do inappropriate
things.
This
happened in real life, not me doing that, but Joe doing that in the hospital. Yeah. It wasn't on purpose. He had a stroke.
Yeah. Definitely blame the stroke because of what I asked you to do to me. Like, hey, I would not ask that particular act if I did not have a brain injury.
And then you woke up and Donald Trump was president.
Yeah,
and
that was
really
weird.
Did feel like it was he didn't wake up and Donald, but it just was like,
no, I legitimately,
a lot of things changed.
I legitimately woke up in Back to the Future 2 where Biff is running things. Like, it didn't even make any sense. I didn't feel like I truly woke up until maybe about a year ago when I was like, oh, okay. Like the world is kind of, I'm back in the sacred timeline.
Yes.
So yeah. So What If is a really bizarre comic book. Comic series?
That's, I don't know. I didn't know anything about it until this.
Yeah. So it would basically everybody know. Well, you nerds should know. And if you don't, there are alternate timelines, right? So like instead of going right, maybe I went left. Instead of, you know, something bad happening, maybe something good happened. So then everything changes. So like there are like a million different timelines. The multiverse, if you will. So Marvel's What If, it's exploring all of these different branched timelines. So if Captain America didn't get the super soldier serum and then Peggy Carter got it in Steve Rogers' place, what would happen? Then we have like Captain Carter, which, by the way, was an amazing episode.
It was so good. And it was like, I really, before the show, we started watching the show, I was like, how are they going to do this? Like, how is Peggy Carter going to become? How is she going to become Captain Britain?
Yeah.
Like, how does that happen? And it makes so much sense the way they're doing it.
And it's not like they just completely threw everything from Captain America, the first Avenger out. What they did is they just slightly tweaked it.
And that's what's really cool. Like, even with the latest episode with T'Challa being
Star-Lord.
Yeah,
what if T'Challa was Star-Lord?
I was like, how are they going to do this? Like, that doesn't make any sense at all.
And then you watch it.
And it makes so much sense.
It makes all the sense of the world.
And what's really cool, too, is that him being Star-Lord, because let's face it, Peter Quill is
the worst.
He's the worst. I know people like him. And I like, what's his name?
I love Andy Dwyer.
I love Andy Dwyer so much. Shout out to all the Parks and Rec fans out there. But like, Peter Quill, like, ruined everything in, what was it? Not Endgame, but
it was Infinity War.
Infinity War. No, was it? No, it wasn't Infinity.
It was Infinity War.
Wasn't there like Endgame 1 and 2?
What? I am so angry at
I'm
you.
I'm confused
what
right now.
What if Felice Lizet actually knew what was going on in the MCU? No. It was Infinity War, which was basically Avengers, and then it was Endgame.
Okay. So in Infinity War,
How dare you?
I just for some reason thought there was a part one and two.
No, it was initially going to be Infinity War 1 and then 2, but then it was just Infinity War, not part, and then the sequel was Endgame.
Okay, well, spoiler alert, Peter Quill ruined everything. Endgame would have never happened if it hadn't been for Peter Quill. Because, spoiler alert, Peter Quill could have killed Thanos.
No,
I'm sorry, not Peter Quill, but Spider-Man and Iron Man were about to kill Thanos.
Hold on. What if you actually knew the story? You're completely butchering this whole thing.
It was like they all had him.
Well, yeah, why?
Cornered.
Okay, I'm helping you here. I'm walking you through.
They
this.
Had him cornered.
What were they doing?
Were they pulling off the rings?
They were taking off the Infinity Gauntlet.
They were taking off.
You're now confusing Shang-Chi and the Ten Rings. It wasn't ten rings that they were removing.
Okay, that's right.
Gauntlet.
They were pulling the Infinity Gauntlet.
That just so happened to have the Infinity Stones.
They were pulling the Infinity Gauntlet off. They were about to get it off, and then Peter Quill got mad about. What did he get mad about?
He didn't even remember what he was mad about.
It's been a while since I watched the movie.
He found out that to get the Soul Stone, Thanos had to murder Gamora.
Oh yeah, Gamora. So he was pissed that he killed Gamora. And it was like, really, dude? Gamora and the whole entire world?
Well, okay.
Really, I mean, I get it.
In Peter Quill's defense, without Gamora, right? Like, that was his everything. Just think about it like that. Think about it like our dynamic, right? Just think about this.
I want to let the world know that if I know that...
If I was murdered... Joe was murdered by Thanos. Yeah.
And that there was nothing I could do about it because, and in that moment we were about to defeat him.
Yeah.
I would not ruin that. I would avenge you later, but I would not just sucker punch or whatever he did. I can't remember what he did, but it was so
Mantis
dumb.
Mantis had him under control and he was hitting him in the face with his gun. He hit her hand. She removed her hands. He came to and got the Infinity Gauntlet back.
Fucking idiot.
Jesus Christ. I mean,
it was
really
so annoying. I was so irritated.
It was annoying, but I'm just, let's talk about it.
T'Challa is a way better Star-Lord.
So you gave your part. What about me? Like if he, you know, murdered you to get the Soul Stone.
You better go save the world and avenge me later. But don't ruin saving the world.
Here we go. How about this? Right. And this is how Peter Quill felt. Without you, there is no world. Boom. There it is. There it is.
That's selfish.
It is selfish, but selfish to who?
The world.
Okay. The world doesn't mean anything
without that
shining
just
being.
So the only thing that matters is what the world is to Peter Quill.
That
is really, really, really selfish.
Agreed. I agree. I'm just saying.
Literally, because of Peter Quill, Thanos was able to snap and he killed half of the world for 5 years.
Well,
and then they had to bring it back. Yeah, and yes,
it wasn't
I said
half
spoiler,
the world.
I said spoiler alert already, so don't get mad at me.
Half of life in all of the universe. It was much larger than just the world.
T'Challa is a better Star-Lord. I am with episode.
Instead of Yondu picking up Peter Quill as a child to bring back to Ego, he accidentally picked up T'Challa. And then T'Challa grew up with the Ravagers and became Star-Lord. So that episode was amazing. That was really funny because it's T'Challa. It's the Black Panther hanging out with the Ravagers. And instead of like doing kind of hood rat things, which is what Peter Quill did, he was actually doing amazing things.
He changed the universe. He literally, spoiler alert, you should watch the show if you haven't watched it yet. Go watch it and then come back and listen to the rest of this episode.
Yeah. Right at this point, right?
now.
Thank you to our amazing community on Patreon for supporting this podcast.
You can support us too and get different perks and gifts depending on which Neuro Jedi tier you sign up for. For example, if you're on our Neuro Padawan $5 tier, then you're probably listening to this episode a day early before its public release.
Your support helps us grow and continue to create this podcast. Plus, a portion of the proceeds go to a different cause or individual in the brain injury survivor community each month. Sign up at patreon.com/theneuronerds.
So he went out, T'Challa went out and basically changed the universe.
For the better.
He made Thanos good.
Yeah, he basically broke down to Thanos. He's like, cool. So you have like, let's say you get the Infinity Gauntlet. You snap, half of all life is just gone, right? But there might be a better way. Hey, how about if we create maybe more resources so people don't go hungry?
Which is what we all said.
Yeah.
We're like, really, Thanos? You're going to just snap and kill half the world? Why don't you just make more food and water and resources?
So he broke it down to Thanos, and Thanos was like, hey, that's a good idea. Now I'm going to be one of your homies. I'm going to be one of the Ravagers.
And then we wasted that snap twice because of Thanos when we could have snapped and saved all humanity and the universe by making more resources. Boom.
Yeah. He could have snapped his finger. Boom. In and out for everybody. Right? For life. Everybody gets double doubles, animal style, no spread ketchup instead, extra toasted, cut in half for the rest of their lives. Just with one little snap.
Yes. Absolutely.
That's a good addition, Phil. Thanks for putting the cherry on top of that one.
This is what I've been saying the whole time. So I like the What If series. I think, and they're saying it's canon.
Yeah.
So I'm interested to see. So how is that going to work if it's canon? Like, will they end up bringing Captain Britain into stuff?
Possibly.
Will they bring? I mean, they can't. I mean, I don't think they're ever going to replace Chadwick Boseman.
No.
So are they going to do like some sort of VFX kind of?
No, they said they're not going to do that.
So what's going to happen? Are they going to ever explore that different Star-Lord situation?
No, I don't think that's way too wild. I think out of everything that's going to happen, the one thing that I can see crossing over into the actual movies is Captain Carter. I can see that happening. I can't see Spider-Man as Doctor Strange happening. I can't see,
which is supposedly going to happen.
Yeah, I can't see Star-Lord, T'Challa as Star-Lord. I can't really see Marvel Zombies, which is going to be my favorite episode.
Me too.
Which I cannot wait for. But yeah, all the like little bits and pieces I can see, or Dude Thor. I could see, we've already kind of had a Dude Thor, like a bro Thor.
Oh, we had the dude.
Yeah,
Thor.
Yeah.
The Dude Thor.
Yes, sir.
That's Big Lebowski. If you guys haven't seen it.
Have you not seen the Big Lebowski, guys?
I don't know. I hope so.
I thought we were friends, guys. I thought we were friends.
If you have not seen the Big Lebowski, you should stop right now and go watch it and then come back and listen to the rest of this episode. Yeah.
There's a lot of things that you need to do before
we've
you
got
finish
a lot of
episode.
Instructions. And in what if you went and saw the Big Lebowski? What
so,
if?
So what's funny about What If is it's literally what I love about it is it's the subtleties of the changes. It's not these. Yeah, it's major changes because Peggy Carter is now Captain America. That's a big change. Star-Lord is now T'Challa. T'Challa is now Star-Lord. That's a huge change. But the way it happens, it's just these little tiny things, you know, and the super soldier serum. Well, this happened and the super soldier serum was going to go to waste and they wasted all the time and resources and effort. So it's either now or never. So she basically sacrificed herself and she's like, let's do it. I'm going to be the guinea pig. And she became Captain Carter. Boom. There it is. And it made a lot of sense. And all the things that happened afterwards made sense too. Her interactions with Howard Stark, her interactions with Arnim Zola, all of these little things added, you know, it didn't take away from, I think, Captain America. I think if anything, it enhanced it.
I thought it was cool. And they still incorporated Steve Rogers into it, which was cool.
Right. He was like her sidekick. And
I mean, but let's talk about how, okay, so the man, he couldn't just be like Peggy Carter and just be off on the side. He had to be like in it with her. Why didn't Peggy Carter get the what's it called? The War Machine, you know, steampunk suit.
You mean the Hydra Stomper?
Well, yeah, the Hydra Stomper. Why didn't Peggy Carter get that? Huh?
Because in that timeline, she was a woman. reality, not being sexist, in that reality. Whack. She caught a lot of shit because she was a woman in that time. So like in that movie, in that timeline, of course she wouldn't have been like, oh yeah, let's give you this like Iron Man suit and go fight. That like wouldn't have happened.
That's whack.
Just saying.
That's super whack. But you know what's interesting though that I find about the What If series so far is that it's very much like things work out. Mm-hmm. In that alternate reality.
Right.
Whereas like in a situation like a What If, like It's a Wonderful Life, What If situation, if y'all haven't seen that movie, you shouldn't stop and watch that right now. That's a little bit too much.
Yeah, watch that around Christmas time if you want to be depressed until the very end.
No, it's really good.
Cool.
If
you want to be depressed until the very end.
It's one of the best holiday movies of all time. It's with Jimmy Stewart. Jimmy Stewart. No, Joe does a better one. But in that scenario, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it, it was made in the 40s or the 50s. No, it was made in the 40s. You should have seen it by now. But in It's a Wonderful Life, like the what if scenario is like everything wouldn't be as good as it is now if it didn't happen the way it happened.
Right.
But in this what if scenario, everything is like just it's well, I think in... To be honest, I think T'Challa being Star-Lord is even better.
Significantly better than Peter Quill's. Captain Carter, it's just as good as Captain America. I guess the outcome, just in a completely different way.
Yeah.
But by far, T'Challa Lord, I like that. T'Challa Lord.
Star-Challa.
Star-Challa. Well, that's like rum-chata.
Chalord. I don't know. That didn't work out.
You're trying to make fetch happen.
T'Challa Lord.
So that branched timeline is significantly better. He basically brought a huge ton of peace and happiness to the universe where Peter Quill was like, hey, we're going to rob some people because he's basically like a hood rat
and ruin everything.
And, you know, half of the life in the universe.
Peter Quill is going to have to make up for that because I still haven't forgiven him for that. Like, really?
He is. April Ludgate should divorce him.
I know. As a what's his name? I forgot his name.
Why are you the worst?
Oh my gosh.
You're so tired.
No, do you remember?
Yes, I do.
What was it?
Are you talking about Johnny Karate?
Thank you, Johnny Karate. Why can't you just say it? Why do you have to go and extend and emphasize? It's fine. I was on the right place.
Were you?
Yes, I was on the right track.
You know, the Kung Fu guy? Was it Jeff Kung
only,
Fu?
Only fans of Parks and Rec can understand what's happening right now.
That's very true.
You should stop the show right now.
Go watch Parks and Rec. But that's only after you watch It's a Wonderful Life.
What if you've seen all these shows?
And wait, what was the other one with the dude?
Oh, The Big Lebowski?
So you have to stop, watch The Big Lebowski, then watch Parks and Rec every season, every episode of every season, and then...
And while you're at it, you should watch Community just for shits and giggles.
Why not? Throw that in.
That's a good show.
We just really got into New Girl. You might want to throw in a couple episodes of that.
Throw that in too. Okay, this episode's turning into what if you watch all the sitcoms ever made.
So what if is crazy because it's a brand, like what if this happened and you kind of wake up and it's like, oh wow, Captain America is Peggy Carter, which is not Captain America. She is Captain Britain, if anything, but she's like Captain Carter. It's like waking up after a brain injury to, well, what if you woke up and Biff was running this country into the ground? Oh yeah, that happened to me. It was wild. It was really weird. So I don't really know how to explain what it's like to wake up from a brain injury because I don't really remember waking up. I have like bits and like I have flashes. It's kind of like What If, where everything is just strange, right? Everything is normal. I'm doing normal, like quote, everything is like normal, but just like a little bit off, you know?
But I think your situation in a What If situation is kind of more like It's a Wonderful Life, which was the name of two episodes ago. Shout out to episode 161. Go check it out. But no, I think that your scenario would be more like that because I really think that, I mean, sure, maybe there's a lot of people that might feel, oh, if I didn't have my stroke or my brain injury, things would be different and this and that. But I think that part of, well, we've been talking a lot about this lately, about the hero's journey. Part of the hero's journey is the change that you experience from what happens to you.
Right.
And you don't want to go back to the way things were because you're wiser and you have learned a lot from
your
journey.
Frodo Baggins. right? I went to Mount Doom. That's right. This is such a Lauren moment, and she'll probably give me shit for getting something wrong. I went to Mount Doom, and I threw the one ring into the flames of Mordor. I think I got that wrong, but it sounded good. So, but you understand where I'm going. Now that I've saved everything, right? I can't just go back to chilling in the Shire.
Yeah, that's why Frodo couldn't do it. Spoiler alert. Yeah, you should go stop the show and watch Lord of the Rings.
You can avoid The Hobbit.
We've given you about like 2 weeks worth of TV and movie watching to do this episode.
Grab some coffee and an adult diaper. You're going to be here for a while.
No, but seriously, like you can't. So I think that part of, you know, part of suffering is resistance. Well, the source of suffering is resistance, resisting where you are in the world, what your reality is. And I think part of being, and again, you could speak on this, Joe, because I'm not a brain injury survivor.
And I am. That's right. I did have a brain
injury.
But
anything traumatic that we go through in our lives, yes, you could wish it never happened, or you can embrace that it happened.
Right.
And try to see the evolution that you are going to experience out of those experiences. Like, yeah. I look back at myself, like, you know, this is not a brain injury experience, but like as a kid, I had a lot of issues with like getting bullied and things like that. And now I look back at that, and while it was happening, I definitely didn't want it to happen. But now looking back at it, all the things that I've learned from those experiences, I wouldn't really trade. It's made me the person that I am today.
Yeah, she's learned how to get revenge. No?
But that's really what the hero's journey is about. It's like the return after the change.
Yeah, whatever traumatic incident it is. You know,
after the evolution or the transformation that you have.
Basically just have to accept what the reality is. Now Felice said, you know, you can wish that these things didn't happen. Yeah, that's not gonna do anything. It's wasting time. You can wish as much as you want. The reality is these things did happen to us. Now, what are we going to do with that? Are we going to be bitter and upset and angry and get stuck? I hope not, because it's not going to do anything. Let's just accept that, yeah, these things happen. Now, what am I going to do with that? Am I just going to cave, or am I going to grow past this? Right. And I think we just accept what it is and try to grow past it. And that's where I try to be. That's where I'm trying to be right now.
And that's really what life is about. Life is about choices and choosing how you want to interpret and grow from situations. And so I guess back to what if little things happened differently, yes, the whole reality would be different. But I think that the characters still maintained their integrity in terms of how they react to the situations. T'Challa, wow.
Born leader.
And then, you know, in some instances, like, okay, spoiler alert, the way that this second episode of What If ended, with seeing where Peter Quill actually ended up, you go, wow, he really needed that.
Yeah.
He needed to
be around his people. He needed to, you know,
that really made him who he is. So it just shows that our experiences are important. What we go through is important because it makes us who we are. And you could see that from what happened with Peter Quill.
Are you a stroke or brain injury survivor looking for community and support? Well, the NeuroNerds are here to help. Join our hashtag USORock Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/USORock to connect with other survivors like you.
Plus, read other inspirational brain injury survivor stories on Joe's blog at josorocks.com/USORock. And submit your stories there as well. We want to hear them.
And remember,
USORock.
He didn't become the Star Lord he didn't become anything because he didn't leave Earth. And that was really important to his evolution of who he is.
Yeah, he was just a dude. And then when Ego comes in at the end, spoiler alert again, you know, who knows what's going to happen, because Ego wasn't the nicest dude in the world. And Star Lord didn't have all these experiences to keep him on that like hero's path. He's just like some dude. So he's probably going to get sucked up into this wave of evil. So look, speaking of what if you guys do something different? You know, there's a lot of us who suffer out there and do what Felice mentioned, just try to wish that this stuff didn't happen, right? Is it really helping? like, let's take an honest look at our recoveries. Let's look in a mirror and say, okay, is me wishing that this stuff didn't happen to me, is that making any dents? Is it helping me? Is it moving me forward? Is it getting me to where I want to be? Probably not. And by probably 100%, it's not. So what if you do something different, right? What if you choose to go at recovery with a different mindset? What if you choose to meditate every single day? What if you choose to slow your thoughts down? What if you choose to focus on the positive, right? What if you set goals and try to hit every single one? What if you reach out to others in the community to kind of feel like you're not alone, build a sense of community, right? What if you share your story? What if that makes you feel better? What if that makes someone else feel better? Look at all these things. Look at all these what ifs. I just, what is that? Like, there's like 15 different branch timelines.
You just what if the hell out of that?
I did. What if? I keep what ifing. No, seriously. Like, if you really think about it, like what if there's that thing that makes you uncomfortable? There's that thing you don't want to do. What if you just did it? What's the worst that could happen? Well, unless it's something really bad, then don't do that. But in recovery, what if it's, you know what? I don't want to take a chance and do this thing because whatever. What if you just do that thing? I'm not going to say who it is because she'll yell at me and she'll probably murder me. So I won't say her name. Very dear friend of mine was talking about starting a podcast. She was like, you know, I really want to do it. And then she was going to do it with like a partner. That kind of fell through. So then she was thinking about doing it herself. And I'm like, yeah, go ahead, do it. And she's like, well, no, I got to have this. And then I got to do this. And then she's doing all the what ifs. Right. And I'm like, you don't need any of this stuff. Just do it. Mm-hmm. You're getting in your way. What if you want to do something? I want to write a book. So write it. Right. I want to start a podcast. So start it. Right. I want to, you know, get functionality back in my arm.
Are you finding it hard to recover at home after stroke? Find out if Motus Nova can help you by taking their free online assessment at motusnova.com/theneuronerds. If you haven't heard of Motus Nova, they make devices to help folks with a brain injury like stroke regain the use of their affected limbs. For example, the Motus Hand is an AI-powered robotic exoskeleton that helps users do exercises and play games, similar to the way an occupational or a physical therapist might manipulate the limb. It helps survivors get in the thousands of repetitions they need to form new neural pathways. It can assist with hand movements or resist them to provide a personalized exercise experience. If this sounds like something you want to try, visit motusnova.com/theneuronerds to learn more. Use special code TheNeuroNerds when you sign up and get a month free with the 30-day challenge. Just visit motusnova.com/theneuronerds to get started.
Good way to do that. Checking out Motus Nova. Boom! The Motus Hand is very helpful. You know, what if you take these steps and do these things? What if, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just think about where you are in your recovery. Some of us, we're not very happy with where we're at. So let's not follow the definition of crazy, do the exact same things and expect a different result. So what if we do something different?
Messy, imperfect action is much better than trying to get everything to line up and have all the stars aligned to do
something. And one of the things we've been talking about a lot in the things that we're doing, done is significantly better than perfect.
Yep. And done, see, a lot of people will be like, well, it's not done unless it's perfect, but that's true. That's a lie.
There's no such thing as perfect.
The most successful people out there, they're not doing it perfectly. They're not. And so it's much better to just get out there and put yourself out there. Write the most imperfect book. Produce the most imperfect podcast. Go and, you know, whatever. Do it all imperfectly. But just do it.
Just do it. Think just
be
Nike.
Like Nike.
Think Nike. Always. Just do it. You'll never know what. Yeah. Think Shia LaBeouf. Do it.
Do it.
just get it out there. If you just put it out, you're seriously, you are head and shoulders further than what 95% of the people out there. Yep. There are so many talkers. So many talkers. Your friends, your family. Whatever you're doing, I'm sure they have thoughts. I'm sure they have critiques. They have, you know, ideas for what you're doing. That's cool. They're talkers. You're the doer. So they can say whatever they want. They could disparage you. They could say, you know, it'd be better if you did it like this. Cool. You can listen if you want, or you could just ignore them because they're not doing it. You are. Be a doer. Be a doer.
Be a doer. Yeah. I love that, Joe. Yeah. And also give yourself a break and just be sometimes.
Yeah. Think Kit Kat in that and give me a break. Break off a piece of that Kit Kat.
Be gentle with yourself, basically. You know,
you do
your best. And then when it's time to take a break, take a break. Yeah. Because you're doing all that you can do and you're enough just as you are.
Yeah. Look, it's hard because we want to, I don't want to say normal because we are normal. It's just a bit of a new normal. I'm doing quote fingers, right? Some days we can do everything. Some days we can't do anything. It's on those days where we really have to take a step back and say, all right, well, today is just a day to rest. Today's a day to recover and recharge. And it's okay. It's okay. Now think about it. So we're staying with the what if theme. What if you just rested that day instead of doing what I know you do, which is push through? I'm just going to grind. I'm just going to keep on going because I have to do these things and I want to be better. Cool. How does that end up? In all likelihood, the work that you do on that day is going to be piss poor. Sorry, you're not all there. You're going to make mistakes. It's not going to be the best thing that you've ever done. So take a break, right? And if you push through, in all likelihood, tomorrow, the next day, you're still going to be recovering because you pushed too far. Now, what if you just took a break? What if you let your mind heal, your body and soul recharge, and then the next day, boom, you could then take on the world, right? Mm-hmm. So what if we do this, guys?
Yeah. No, that's so good. Joe tells me that all the time. He'll be like, just go take a nap.
Just go take a nap. Oh, my God. So I joke that I fight naps like a toddler. Like, no.
Oh, Felice, I've been fighting naps since I was a toddler.
So Felice is
I never liked to take a nap.
Worst.
My brother was always, my mom would just turn back to my brother. He'd be in the car seat in the back seat. And she'd go, Leland, go take a nap. Go put your head down. And he would just put his head down and take a nap. It was so cute. My brother has always been a napper. That's why he's taller than me, because he's had way more sleep. That's not a scientific fact.
Yeah, I'm
not
quite sure. But I know naps to the point where you would think she's like 4'11".
I mean, he's also taller than me because he's a guy. But
hey,
also,
that's sexist.
But also he's really tall. And I attribute that to his nap taking. So I would just like to say, be like my brother. Take
be
a
tall.
Nap.
Be tall, guys.
No, take a nap.
No.
I said it. No.
Hey, what if you guys chose to be taller? Huh? Right? We have a bunch of tall brain injury survivors.
Okay.
I gotta say, most of the brain injury survivors that like I run into, they're very short people. A bunch of pocket-sized people.
This is an interesting theory you have here, Joe.
I'm just saying, what if?
I'm not that short. I'm just saying that I could have been taller. I could have been a little bit taller. I could have been a ball. You should go stop the podcast and go listen to that song.
Yeah, you should probably not listen to Felice butcher that song. Good Lord. So what if? By the way, guys, definitely check out What If. It's a comic series. If you guys are into like reading, I don't read.
Or just go watch the new show.
Yeah, watch the new show.
Disney Plus should really sponsor this show. We really promote it a lot.
Yeah, you know what Disney Plus needs? They need our support.
They do. They really do.
You know, we like to really help out these small independent companies.
Yep.
Like Disney.
Fox.
Yeah.
Disney owns.
Is it Disney? Am I saying it right? Disney? That's what it is?
They've been shut down during the pandemic. Disneyland? No, they're not hurting. They're fine. They're doing just fine. They're good.
They own all the... Have you seen the picture of Mickey Mouse with the Infinity Gauntlet?
Oh, yes, yes.
And it's like Fox.
Yes.
And it has Marvel. And it's like, they're just collecting them all. I'm telling you, the next one is going to be DC.
Yep. Man.
Yeah.
And then we'll finally see the DC versus Marvel.
We've had that crossover like in the comics.
No, but in the movies.
Yeah.
Now with James Gunn, you know.
Oh, we're running both sides.
Running both sides. You guys should stop right now and watch Suicide Squad. The Suicide Squad.
If you guys,
is this like a good bit? I think we should just do this all the time.
If you guys followed that, well, before you finish this, watch this. This would be the longest episode ever.
Oh my gosh. You guys would never finish this episode.
You know the what if episode from the Neuro Nerds? You know it took me
3.5 years to finish listening.
Well, if you threw in the Lord of the Rings. Now, if you watch the Lord of the Rings extended cut, each one of those movies is 4 hours, yep. Right?
We sat in theaters.
In a theater
for a special screening that allowed us to watch
all three Lord of the Rings movies, the extended.
We got a 30 minute break in between.
Yeah.
In between each movie.
Yeah, it prevented us from getting blood clots in our legs for sitting for 12 hours, but it was epic. I would absolutely do it again. Maybe not anytime soon, but I would do it again at some point. So that was great. And what we didn't do is watch the Hobbit trilogy because that's trash.
No, we did see it though.
I'm not saying we didn't.
Oh, but we didn't go watch it in one sitting though. No, we did not do that.
No. We saw the trilogy and then we were like, why did we waste our time watching that trilogy?
Yeah, that wasn't their best work.
Hey, what if those movies were good?
Yeah. Well, you know what the problem was with that? They tried to fit a movie that should have just been one movie into three movies. They should have just made The Hobbit one movie. It was one book.
So basically, you look at Lord of the Rings, and like those books are like dictionaries. They're super thick, right? So
all the
stories are that. Yeah, all the stories were just like if I'm holding up like 3 inches. That's like all the books, right? For The Hobbit, it's like a half an inch a book.
It was a cartoon I liked to watch when I was little.
Well, why did you like to watch? It was scary.
Oh, it was scary, but I liked it. Actually, it probably scared me. I was scared of everything.
It scared me, and I'm not afraid of everything.
I was so scared of the rats in Princess Bride. You should stop this right now and watch Princess Bride if you haven't seen it. And on that note.
That's amazing. Oh, my God. That is the best thing you've ever said in life. Look, what if we just focus on the positive? What if we all loved one another? What if we cared about our neighbors? What if we all did the right thing, right?
The world would be perfect.
Imagine all the people. Why is this turning into like John Lennon right now?
You took it there.
I did.
I'm here for it.
Imagine. I'm not going to sing it. I
could. We can't afford that.
Yeah, I was about to say I could, but it's going to be very expensive and we're not paying royalties. So. But, you know, I do like to take care of independent artists like John Lennon. Just saying. So every Wednesday is the new episodes of What If? And I believe the next episode is going to be the Doctor Strange Spider-Man episode. I think they haven't really said anything. Ooh. They're not giving me any information, guys. It's driving me a little bit crazy.
And also just randomly should stop the show right now and go watch the Eternals trailer. Just
yes.
Saying.
Yes. And after you watch the Eternals trailer, now that I mentioned Spider-Man and Doctor Strange, you should definitely, before you finish this, watch Doctor Strange and followed up by the Spider-Man movies. Not the ones with Tobey Maguire, the ones with Tom Holland. If you really want to go back to the ones with Tobey Maguire and then follow up, watch one with Andrew Garfield and then watch Civil War because that was the first intro of Tom Holland.
And if you want to be prepared for the new Doctor Strange movie, you should watch the WandaVision show and then you should watch the Loki show because you're going to be lost without them.
And then you should watch Into the Spider-Verse because it has a lot of the different branch timelines. And one of the Spider-Men is actually Jake Johnson, star of New Girl.
Which
and
we like talked I said about before, at the beginning.
You guys should have been watching New Girl.
It's all connected. We brought that all the way back. That was good, Joe. Very, very good.
We did. So this has been a very strange What If episode. It's been fun. And Felice is going to fall asleep very quickly after this. I'm sure I could see it in her eyes. I'm always happy to have Felice as my guest co-host. She's my significantly better significant other. And I'm so thankful for you.
I'm thankful for you.
What if you do this next time and you're awake?
What if it wasn't a million degrees in here making me tired?
It's so hot.
The weather's so crazy and we're trying to make sure that this sounds good so we can't put the fans
on. We don't have the AC on and I run hot because I'm a big sweaty Puerto Rican dude and we have like the ambiance. There's like some lights on and they're giving off a little bit of heat. It's just it's a lot.
It's sexy but hot.
It is. It's like, ooh, it's sexy hot. No.
It's like not hot in a sexy way. It's just sexy and it's hot.
Yeah. And you know, when we came in, we were coming in hot. I don't know. I had to fit in a Drake song. So anyways,
stop and listen to that. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. I'm absolutely kidding. You should not stop and listen to Drake, but you should watch Degrassi.
Wait, why?
Because Drake was in Degrassi.
Yeah, but why?
Because I was talking about coming in hot.
But why should they watch it? Why are you putting them through that?
Did you can see Drake in a wheelchair?
Don't go.
You guys know you want to see Drake in a wheelchair.
Don't go watch Degrassi, y'all.
You guys want to see Drake in a wheelchair. Anyways, on that weird note, if you want to reach out to Felice, you can reach out to Felice at Felice Lizay on Instagram.
And everywhere. Because I am at Felice Lizay everywhere.
Yeah, she is Felice Lizay.
On Twitter, everywhere. Facebook.
You can reach out to my tiny ass-kicking co-host, Lauren, at Lauren L. Manzano on Instagram. You can reach out to me at Joseph Rocks on all the socials. You can reach out to us, the Neuro Nerds, at the Neuro Nerds.
Everywhere.
That
That was that's you. That's what you sound like.
Everywhere.
And on that Gary Oldman sounding notes, this neuro nerd and that neuro nerd adjacent are out.
That's what you sound like.
You're really channeling the professional Gary Oldman.
Everything. No, wait.
What do you mean, everyone?
Everyone. And you should stop the music right now, the theme music right now, and go watch that.
Yeah, stop before you finish this episode, before you hear this last word, go watch The Professional, then come back.
And then we'll talk about it. No, we won't. Goodbye. Good night.
Neuro nerds.
If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please consider leaving us a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app. Your reviews help us grow and reach more listeners like you.
Find us by searching for the Neuro Nerds on the Apple Podcast app today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.